He touches himself all of the time, wondering what is on his mind. He rubs himself all of the time, wondering what is on his mind. He'll squeeze himself all of the time, wondering what is on his mind. He'll bleed himself all of the time, wondering what is on his mind. What's on your mind, Bork? Is it you?
Of course.
Wow. Comes with an open.
Wow.
What's on EA's mind?
I don't know if I can top that.
We don't know if you can either, but here we are at this portion of the run sheet.
Take it away, Bork.
We've been looking forward to this all weekend long.
I'm going to need y'all's help because you guys are what I like to like, my mentors. You are my mentors, and I want y'all's help for this.
Okay.
Next month, I turn 36 on April 4th, to be exact. And you might think, okay, 36 is a fun age, nothing to worry about. But for an Afghan Muslim... that is single and without career established or solidified.
Yes, sir.
That's not a good thing. The pressure is cooking for me inside my head. The parentals, the family members are constantly at me saying, when are you going to get married? Oh, wouldn't it be fun if you were married right now? When are you getting married? When are you getting married? And it's nonstop. And it's,
do they want you to sire children or just be married?
Both. It's part of the lineage. It's part of the tradition. You got to get married and have kids and continue this life cycle. I know in the American culture, it's not a big deal if I'm, 36 and single and living my life, That'd be fine. But in the Muslim culture, especially in the Afghan culture, it's a big no-no.
I would, you know what? I'm going to push back on the, in America, it's all fine and everything if you're just, a normal American kid from Wisconsin. I think you're hearing it from the generation in front of you, your parents and such, right?
Well, yes.
And what I'm saying is, if I'm 36 and single, or if Dave is 36 and single, we're hearing it too from that generation, especially those who want their grandbabies.
Well, I think that
bring me those grandbabies.
I think my mom and my dad, especially, they really do want the grandbabies there. The other thing is that unfortunately, no one in my peer group is helping me out because they're all married with kids. Even people younger, cousins of mine that are younger than I have kids already, and I'm sitting there trying to hang out with like the 20-year-old cousins because I'm the only one single, and they're like, "Hey, you want to go party?" And I don't even have a niche to fall into now because I'm that weird 36-year-old guy that's still single while all my friends are, doing the married life. And so, I think I need to settle down, but it's hard to settle down.
How close have you ever gotten to settling down?
Never.
What's the longest term girlfriend you've ever had?
10 years ago, I had a girlfriend that we were very on and off. And back then, I was kind of being like, oh, I'm too cool for this. I can get back to her anytime I wanted. And unfortunately, she wised up and like left and found another guy. So it didn't really work out there.
Is there an app for this?
See, that's where I'm going here.
Afghans only?
Well, I didn't want to say that specifically. But if you are looking for a certain type of person...
Now you keep harping on the Afghan culture. Mm-hmm. So that's a subset of Muslims. So can you not date a Muslim who's not also Afghan?
No, I can date Muslims. In fact, as long as the girl is Muslim, I've been told at this point, go for it. And that was
beggars can't be choosers.
Some of the barriers are falling as each year goes by.
Yes, and I've been told by my mom one time she showed me a picture of this girl. Like, what do you think? Is she what do you think? She's cute. What do you want to marry her or talk to her or whatever? I was like, I don't know, Mom. I don't know. She's not my type. She goes, look at yourself. You don't
Wow.
I was like, really? Okay.
Mom told you to stop being so picky?
Pretty much. She's like, look.
She's not sugarcoating things anymore.
She's like, you're not Brad Pitt. We're not dealing with that kind of stuff here. So that's where the pressure comes on. And now there are apps, like, luckily for me, there are apps now that pertain to the world. Two in particular. The most famous one, though, I like to use is called Muzmatch.
Muzmatch.
Yes.
Now, M-U-S match?
M-U-Z match.
Oh, sorry.
They're trying to be fancy there.
Okay.
They used to be called Minder, but I think Tinder sued them.
Okay, it makes sense.
It's a cool app, and honestly, it works well.
Are you catfishing girls by using pictures that are 10 years old?
See, I got told this by Creighton Branch. Okay. In 2022, I took a really good photo of myself from a wedding. Okay. Now, my weight has fluctuated from then and now, but it's still me. And he says that's catfishing. Is that? I don't think so.
Yeah. If you do not look like the picture that they choose, then that's catfishing.
Well, no, you can tell it's me. It's just maybe.
Yeah, but it's not.
If Monty's using a photo with both his legs, that's catfishing too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Pre-cancer Monty cannot. He can't get away with that.
It says here, 12 million single Muslims looking for love here on Muzmatch is what I'm seeing.
How is your path to
self? It looks like most might be in Europe, though. Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say. Here's in the United States and Canada as well. You can put your filters to wherever you want.
Okay.
Like, for instance, I can pick, let's say if I want just Afghan girls, I can just say I want Afghan girls, yeah. And they'll give me Afghan girls from all over the world, like including the Afghanistan.
The Afghan girls are sweet.
You can also pick
really
your religiosity.
Make
you
some
can pick
good couscous.
I don't know. Is couscous a Muslim
know.
Dish?
I don't know.
It could be.
Yeah. So can you please for those of us who are ignorant, can you define what makes one an Afghan?
If you or your parents are from the country of Afghanistan.
Wow. Okay.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
That specific.
Right.
Okay.
But again, I'm open minded. Now I guess I have to be very open minded according to my looks aren't good enough for.
No, you're hot.
How is your path to self improvement? We've heard many times that you are working out, you're on a mm-hmm. diet, you look the same to me, but I don't see you often.
I've lost 60 pounds since October. So
is that verified by a medical professional?
Yes, by weights and everything and
we're
all
not
that.
Just guesstimating.
No, and I can prove it to you. I have photos from when I was at the Lions game in October till now. There's a huge improvement there.
Good.
You can even tell from the when I danced on stage at the ticket anniversary party.
Yes, yes.
Well, that video compared to the video I have at Ticket Stock this year. Night and day. Night and day. So I am working on myself there.
Good.
Now, my problem is it doesn't matter because even the catfish photos I'm using,
yeah,
did not getting any hits.
So let's ask you this. The Afghan Muslim population in the Metroplex, are we talking a lot? Are we talking a little? And if we expanded it to just the fellow Muslim,
well,
ladies, does that get much bigger, or it feels like this is a very, very zoomed in approach to dating?
It is.
Now, and I understand. Look, I understand. You know, staying in your faith because that's obviously keeps complications. If that's very important to you,
right.
It sounds like it is. But in terms of a region of the world, in Dallas. I'm curious what we got to work with here.
So the Afghan population currently is somewhat skyrocketing a little bit here in Dallas. I've noticed it a lot more. It doesn't seem to matter because they don't seem to be signing up. I'm learning that the Afghan portion of the app I need to kind of get rid of because it's not working out.
Yeah, or you need to cast a wider net for sure.
I do, and also I need to start being less picky.
Can I ask?
Yeah, so if a nice young Muslim girl maybe had a little bit of extra weight commensurate with your own, is that a deal breaker for you?
Yes, because I don't want anyone near my size.
Well, no, I'm just saying relative. Like,
can we
as overweight as you are for your height?
Okay, I'll say this. Thick's fine.
Thick is fun.
Thick is fun.
Right.
Okay.
But you know, you gotta work with something else. You gotta have a pretty face. Listen, my thing is this. Long term, I gotta live with this person.
Yeah. No, that's a massive part of a relationship.
Right.
Yeah. Especially a marriage.
Exactly.
I've learned that the hard way.
So if we expanded our net past, Afghanis.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the proper term?
Sure. Afghan or Afghani, sure.
Okay. To say the, What would we add to our search?
So right now I've been adding Pakistani
and
Persian.
which encompasses
like Iran, Iraq,
Iran, and Pakistan. So those two, and those ironically both border Afghanistan.
What about straight up Indian?
India's fine. I like Bollywood films,
but that's more Hindu, right?
Right. Well, there are Indian Muslims.
Okay.
So again, the Muslim thing has to be there.
The Hindu filter on Muzmatch would probably preclude a little bit.
I don't think you can be a Hindu and it wouldn't work. I like Turkish. Turkish women are very gorgeous. Again, that's me being picky there.
Yeah, but if you had to say if you had to build the priorities after Muslim and we had to go with region or hot, which would we check as our second priority?
So second priority would be Afghan, because I would do like somebody from my own culture, right? But if we go to third option, it'll just be hot. Let's just go with let's just be honest. Come on.
That's a key.
Ham brings up a good point. Maybe
thank you.
You and Daddy need to be wingmen for one another.
I feel like
he steers all of the Muslims to you, and you steer all the Christians and Jews and agnostics towards Daddy.
Right, more the Latin women. I think he likes Latin women.
Looking more for agnostics.
I will say this:
we're just not sure.
There was, and this is how. You know, the pressure's gotten to me. There's a show on Hulu called Muslim Matchmaking.
Really?
I signed up for it.
God, that'd be so hard. Okay, so you didn't sign up to watch it. You signed up to be in it.
Yeah, no, I signed up to be
on
it.
Have you heard back?
I got a thing where it goes,
did you try and catfish them with a 10-year-old picture?
No, I did a little survey, and then they came back with me because the woman on there also does her own matchmaking services. I'm trying to get the show part. I don't want to do like, hey, let's, you know, I think that if I'm on the TV show, I get a better options. They give you the better, I guess, matches. So that's my angle right now, is trying to get on that TV show because that would be awesome.
Well, this is, I got to tell you, this is a better what's on EA's mind than I was anticipating right away. I'm very intrigued.
He's horny and he's trying to get laid.
He's using the platform properly. Then,
yeah, what's your Twitter handle? How can hot Afghanis get hold of you?
I honestly, with the latest radio station ratings, I feel like this is a demo we destroy in.
Right. Of
so
course.
Ladies,
come on, EA Sports DFW, or if you have a Muslim friend that you know that needs love,
that's a chubby chaser.
EA's here. By the way, quick question before we go. I know we're running out of time.
Sure.
This has been on my mind a lot, and other people have debated me on this. If I were to have an Afghan wedding and get married, would y'all go?
Would we come to your wedding?
Yes.
Is there booze? Forbidden?
You can hide it somewhere.
EA, let me say right now, I'm there.
Okay.
Okay? I'm not going to speak for him, but I'm there.
Would you ride in on an elephant?
Okay. Let's go to break.
E! News is coming up next.
214-520.
Craig Ludwig.
Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more on A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
Thank you, Ham. So for those not completely tuned in all week and you're like, I only listen on Friday, man. Well, our producer, DJ, is not around this week or next week. And as he's on the Muser's vacation schedule.
Really? Why is that?
And
I
just
know. I wish we knew.
Well, next week he's filling in for the Musers.
Right.
Work in progress are doing Morgan.
Right.
Morgings.
Play it again.
Mornings.
And
Really,
DJ, hang on. So EA is filling in, and we've had multiple conversations with EA about his love life. To the tune of, he feels almost trapped by the power of his parents and what they think of his love life. And what they would think if he ended up dating someone who wasn't certain religion or ethnicity. Muslims, yes. And anyway, this guy brings this point up as a great launching pad into what we're going to get into at 5:30.
I was calling about the whole Afghani girl problem that somebody up there was having. I am pure white.
By the way, this is one of the regulars
I know.
DJ will learn.
But I worked with a family from Afghanistan for about 5 years at a pizza place in Plano. And all he has to do is go to one wedding. He shouldn't have a problem finding an Afghan girl, because when I went to an Afghan wedding, the sexiest Afghani girl in the place said, "I'm going to dance with the white boy." And, oh, yeah, I was the only white boy there. So if I can do that, being an old, ugly, fat, white guy, young Afghani man should be able to pull that. She's actually a beautiful, like, right, almost a cheerleader for the Baltimore Ravens.
I don't need to hear him describe the almost cheerleader for the Ravens. EA, so what's the scoop here?
Almost cheerleader.
Yeah.
That's almost the same.
Do you go to many?
Almost the Ravens.
Do you go to many Afghani weddings?
Well, there are not a lot of them going on here, at least when I was growing up. I went to a lot of my family's weddings, and that was it. So, you know, to meet someone, it's kind of hard to do that because most of them you're related to, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah, you need to get a wingman, and you need to be like the Afghani wedding crasher.
Yeah,
for sure. The problem is Dallas is not a hotbed of those weddings. Fremont, California, Virginia, Toronto, Canada, those are your hotbeds of Afghan activity outside of actual Afghanistan.
Okay.
Outside of actual. Thank you for clarifying.
I was wondering if that the population of Fremont, California was higher than Afghanistan, but evidently still not.
Afghanistan could learn a thing or two from Freeport.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so
Man, he's so great.
EA, are there bars and stuff like that you could go to where there's
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We keep trying to bring up the American style of hooking up with the Afghan style, and they don't compute together.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is why, because you're straddling the fence.
What are some of your favorite Muslim bars that you've encountered over the years, EA?
I mean, there is a great place called Al Amir's in Addison. I like to go to sometimes.
Is that a bar?
It's a restaurant, but then at night it turns into like a dance club.
Okay. All right. Well, because of all this, and because EA is his mother feels that he's reaching the age of panic.
Allegedly.
Well,
she'll speak for herself.
Right. And she's got a lot of concern about EA, and so...
Well, at least EA thinks she does. Maybe she's fine. Maybe we'll learn that she is not putting pressure on him and it's all in his head.
Well, EA's mother will join us for Friday Fun to answer all these questions that we have.
And we need to find out if she talks like EA.
No one talks.
Is there a
like
language
me.
Barrier at all?
No, my mom's been here for over 30 years. Okay. And she was executive vice president for Chase. That was her title. So she's good.
Okay.
I mean, we're not going to be.
Yeah, she's smarter than you.
I've been trying to tell these guys
Corby.
This EA, and they won't listen to me.
Thank you, Bob.
You got it.
Well, I look forward to talking with Shea and...
Let's have some respect for Mom, okay?
I agree.
Trust me.
When she's actually on the air, he's not going to say anything like this.
No, I'm not. I look forward to meeting her and... seeing... asking her all kinds of things about UEA, because we want you to find love and have a family and all those great things that people overrate.
Yeah. Things that you think you need, but you really don't.
Yeah, you don't need any of it, but you think you do, because the grass is always greener. All right, so that'll be at 5:35. We cannot wait to meet your mom. What will we call her?
Her name's Noria. You can call her Noria.
Noria?
Yes.
That sounds like a pretty good idea.
What about Mrs.?
I mean, sure, if you
Mrs.
want
Mrs. Azad?
No,
yeah.
That's my dad's last name. Her maiden name is Farahi, so you can call her Mrs. Farahi.
Mrs. Farahi. Because they're not together anymore?
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, my parents are divorced. She's remarried, so... but Farahi is a good way if you want to call her for her last name.
Okay. All right.
But Noria's fine. Just call her like a first
Noria.
Name.
How old is she?
She is. I'm not going to reveal her age on air.
Yeah.
What?
Only a crass man would ask a woman that.
Seriously.
I may be her age.
Like, what are we doing here, though?
I may be like, what's up, Noria?
Like, I would just...
Like, yo.
I just want you to just be cool to Noria.
I am.
She deserves your utmost respect.
But if I have, like, this thing in common with her, like, we were born in the same... We've been through the same life, sister.
Okay, yeah, start with that.
Yeah.
Put her at ease with relating to her and...
When I was going to country clubs as a child, and you were in Afghanistan, it was very similar.
When my mom escaped the Soviet invasion in 1980.
Oh.
Yeah, compare notes on that, Corby.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Did you know Ivan Drago?
Because he was so mean.
I would have tried to escape, too.
He was mean to everyone. He killed Apollo Creed. All right. Well, that'll be at 5:30. I can't wait. Gino Drago.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He's just with his boxing shorts with an RPG, just kind of over there. All right, EA.
All right, that'll here we go. Good.
Yeah, I'm going to have fun.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
This is Dallas-Fort Worth's originator, not an imitator. The all-sports, all-the-time radio station of record is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Grab your bucket, or sorry, grab your brackets and skip out of work early to join The Ticket's first-round College Hoops watch party at Myers Garden next Thursday. The Invasion, Sweet Spot, and Hardline broadcast live for 10-plus hours of thrilling college basketball. Food, drink specials, prizes, and ticket fun all day. A percentage of all sales will go to the Genesis Women's Shelter.
All right, EA, thank you so, so much. We are live out here at the Poorhouse, Oak Cliff Poorhouse, PhD Poorhouse, here courtesy of Flight by Yingling, where they're offering up lots of free beer. And also, they're offering up a chance for you to go to Nashville to win a trip to see the Dallas Stars. Play in Nashville on April the 16th. And Craig Ludwig is out here. You can go say hi to Craig.
Absolutely.
If you want to say hi to a Stanley Cup champion. Okay, so throughout the week, our producer has been E.A. Azad, who's doing a heck of a job filling in for DJ, as he always does. And part of what's been going on here is a peek inside of E.A.'s love life and how he's finding it harder to meet women from Afghanistan, his home country, the mother country of the Azads.
On Monday, we asked what's on EA's mind, and what's on EA's mind is his marriage clock is running.
Yeah.
He's entering his late 30s, and he's feeling pressure to settle down.
Yeah, and it's hard to meet women. It's hard to find Muslim women around here, and his parents, he thinks, are judging him and pushing him. And so we thought, you know what? Let's talk to someone who maybe can comfort him, and maybe we can get a different side of this story.
Absolutely.
And that would be EA's mom, Noria.
Wow.
Who joins us now. Noria, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
And we're doing good.
Hi, Noria.
First off, Noria, it's Corby and Bob and Dave, and EA's been doing a great job with us, as he always does.
Now, Noria, how many kids do you have?
I have two.
Okay.
So is EA the oldest or the youngest?
He's the oldest. I have a 9-year-old as well.
Okay, and wait, are they married?
No, I have a 9-year-old.
Oh, 9-year-old.
Jeez, Corby.
Sorry.
Yeah, Corby, slow down.
I misunderstood the 9-year-old
Maybe they'll want to sit for one of your paintings.
Oh, shut up, Dave. Okay, so back to EA. Do you think that he's at the age where things need to be pushed forward a little bit in the dating world? It's about time that he settles down?
Is he going to get mad at me for telling this or not?
No.
You may speak freely. You may speak freely.
It's a point to where I'm worried daily for him to get married. And the reasons are not what you guys are thinking. The reasons are way different than what he's been telling you guys.
Okay, well, what are your reasons then?
Well, my reason is in our culture, they stay with us until they get married. And
Hold on. You broke up for just a brief moment. Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, in our culture, we keep our kids with us until they're married. So
he's wearing out his welcome is what the deal is.
Oh.
Not only that, is EA never paid a bill in his life.
Okay.
EA, you didn't tell us this.
I didn't know this was a roast session.
Well, if he can't take care of himself, how is he going to take care of a wife?
That's his problem. That's his problem. I think.
Okay.
It's time. I think it's time.
Okay, I agree. It probably is time for him to move out of the house. And could you maybe change your culture a little bit and just say, hey, EA.
Change your culture?
I'm saying within the household and say it's probably time, regardless of what we do culturally. Could you nudge him out?
Well, we've been trying. With EA, he's spoiled. I had him when I was really young, and I spoiled him. So we pay for everything, meaning his car, his insurance, his pocket money, his vacation.
Yeah.
So there is nothing, there for him to do anymore. He needs to move on. He needs to move out. He needs to get the life. He needs to get married. I can't kick him out because that's not in our culture. He's going to have to pay.
Noria, if I may, as I'm sure you know, the great hockey general manager Bob Gainey said, it's hard to be hungry when you're full. And I think that's what you're describing here. He has a wonderful life at home. So what's the incentive, right?
That's what it is.
All right. Well, let's
Speaking of your culture, so if we're in a rush to get him out of the house,
right?
Are you adamant that he must marry a Muslim, must marry an Afghan Muslim, or at this point you don't even care?
No, anybody that he's comfortable with, it just it has to be somebody who's, for real, somebody that makes him happy, not just to do something, out of spite or something. I really don't care who he marries.
Okay.
So faith is not in the equation for you. You just want him to be happy.
I just want him to be happy.
Yay. She's changing her tune because she's on air, okay?
No. I bet she would rather you take the Muslim route or the Afghan Muslim route, but I think that she would be perfectly happy if you brought home a lily white girl who...
Well, you can ask her.
Yeah, who professed to be non-denominational in any way, and it's just she makes you happy. Is that fair?
That's fair. Absolutely.
Okay.
I think you now have opened up your dating pool, EA.
Right.
Well, that's true, but the main thing she's been telling me is that I shouldn't be picky, which is kind of an insult to me. I mean, he's trying to say that, well, I can't be a beggar.
Well, let's get some clarification. Is he too picky, Noria?
He is picky. All I'm trying to teach him is that, he's looking for this model that, obviously a model will want a model, right?
Right.
That's what we hear.
Yeah, so I'm trying to be honest with him and tell him, to accept life, as it is and not look for perfection anywhere.
Well, Mom, you don't think I'm a model?
He's no Brad Pitt, as they say. Is that correct, Noria?
That's true. He's my baby, and I love him, but that's true.
Yeah.
He has incredible self-confidence. Is it maybe that he has too much confidence?
I think that's probably our fault here, because we take him and spoil him all through his life.
Oh, what a delight Noria is.
Now, I know, Noria, you're awesome. Now, let me ask you this, Noria. Let's say that he did find a nice white girl.
Why do you describe it like that?
Well,
who's really into crystals?
No. But she comes, and EA comes home, and he was like, "Mom, God, I love Stacy so much, and I just want to let you know I'm going to be a Methodist. Is that all right?"
No, absolutely not.
Okay. All right.
So okay. It doesn't matter what she does as long as EA stays Muslim.
But what if she says, "Look, Noria, I'm getting him out of the house. He's still going to go to church and all this stuff. It's just
mosque."
No, he should be a Methodist.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's going to be a Methodist. Yeah, but I'm getting him out of the house. No?
No.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she has to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah, she's being reasonable, but you keep pushing the issue now.
Well, I just want to know how loose she is with all of this.
Stacy's a whore.
Ho, ho.
Dave.
I'm on your side, Noria. I apologize for that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so...
All right, so think of this, Noria, as kind of open therapy for you and EA to work out your issues. What do you want to say to EA to try and help him move forward in his life?
Well, he knows we talk about this quite a bit. I just want him to be happy. I'm not going to be around for the rest of my life. I just want him to get on with his life and be happy. That's it. Simple.
There you go.
No big expectation. Just happiness. Yeah. I just want him completely happy. I want him to lose weight.
So, okay, thanks for that. I just want to point out one thing, okay? I'm going to say it on air.
Yes,
she says I'm a mooch and I'm, just living their pain for everything. It's because I'm putting so much effort here at the Ticket to make this a great Marconi Award winning station. Now,
okay.
If I were to get,
I'm working there as well, don't you?
Yeah, Noria, do you think he's wasting his time working with us?
Absolutely. It's been, what, two and a half years? He's not making any money.
Can we just right here say Mr. Jeff Catlin just promote me?
What profession would you like to see him explore?
No, it's not about the profession. I mean, I would want him to do whatever he loves. I want him to make enough money so he can live on it.
Yeah. Now, what about the world of the international world of banking that you're involved in, Noria? Is that something that maybe you could get him involved in?
He's not interested in that. And also I did, I was an interpreter for the U.S. Army for 2.5 years. Tried to get him with that. He didn't do it. So
you wanted him to go into the military?
I was an interpreter for the military.
Interpreter?
Yeah.
Yes, you translated for the military in Afghanistan.
Yeah, we know what an interpreter is.
Okay, EA, why wouldn't you get involved in that?
Because the problem is I don't speak our language well.
But I bet your mom...
Which one?
Ha-ha, funny.
No, come on.
Well, Mom, this
You're
has been great.
Jerk.
I think,
don't
I think
you
we
think
need a...
EA, Noria could teach you your language and to a level that the U.S. Army would be interested?
I think she's tried over the last 35 years.
He's not interested. That's the problem. He's not interested in anything but radio.
Yeah.
Well, we love him on the radio.
The thriving industry of radio.
Yeah.
Then Noria, look. Him enough.
we're on your side. We think that you're onto something here. We're going to try to help him in any way we can. I just got an email, by the way, from a fellow that says, I heard you guys talking about finding EA a girl. There are 5 Afghan women going to UNT right now. Three of them live with my wife and I for a period of time until they got a dorm placement, and they still call us their American parents. If EA is looking for a date, I'm pretty sure we could hook it up. Just thought I'd throw it out there.
That sounds promising.
People do win, EA.
That's true.
How about that, Noria?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right? A lot better than that Stacy girl, right?
Yeah.
God. The one thing I'm afraid of is that he will bring a girl, and now I have to support that, too.
Yeah, yeah. He can't be bringing a girl home for good.
We can't live on love. We need.
Listen, don't worry. I'll be running the station soon. Don't worry. I'm a rising star here.
Ori needs to find a sugar mama.
How about that? How about just find like a rich lady, Noria?
No, I'm not for that. That I'm not for it.
Right. It has to be for love.
Yes,
it has to be for love, and he needs to be happy, and he's part of family. He's a wonderful guy, though. I love him more than life.
He is. He's a sweet kid.
By the way,
are you real anxious for grandkids?
I would love that. He knows that.
Yeah.
Come on, EA.
All right, by the way, before we wrap this up, you know, she's calling me, you know, sport and all that. Ask her how she raises the 9-year-old, my little brother.
What does that mean?
Well, you're comparing yourself to a 9-year-old?
You're a grown adult.
Yeah.
Why are you kicking a 9-year-old in the
pants? I'm just saying, she spoils him a little more than what I got.
He should get a job, shouldn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm getting a place, he's getting a place.
Noria, what did you think of the Mavericks trading Luka, huh?
I'm sorry, not into sports.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Neither are we anymore.
It was a bad deal. Noria, look, we look forward to talking with you again. You are just lovely.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, thank you so much for your time.
You're the best.
EA's
great. Thank you.
EA, we're going to fix this. We're going to make this right. We're going to make you whole, EA, one way or another. All right.
We're going to find Stacy.
Yeah, we are. Oh, my God. You're like Muslim? That is so cool.
Is that like from China or something?
Noria. What kind of name is that? All right. What are we doing here? I've already lost track of life.
Mark Cuban, but we might just need to talk to you.
Yeah. Next.
It is 5:59. It's the hard line. Having a grand time, aren't we?
We are.
My face hurts.
We are. That was awesome. We're at the PhD Poorhouse right here in the heart of Oak Cliff, right to the Kessler. Courtesy of Flight by Yingling, who's supplying the beer for a good day, a good Friday afternoon. Lots of good P1s out here saying hello. A great time out here. Hopefully you sign up for the chance to win the flight away to watch the Stars and the Preds out in Nashville on April the 16th. Get to meet Craig Ludwig out here. So we got a lot going on. And I guess we probably need to do a little bit of EA post-game show, EA mom post-game show, where... Your mom's great.
Well,
like, she's kind of cool.
I think EA's mad at her.
No, that's my mom. I can't be mad.
Yeah, she's awesome, EA.
Thank you.
But why you been hiding her from us?
Yeah.
Weekly?
Dude.
Think she'd pick games with us?
Right?
Sure, why not?
I do love the fact, though, EA, that she's so desperate for you to leave the house. But if you dare come back a Methodist, she will wear your ass out.
Yeah, and by the way, she says that, but she can't get rid of me. She loves me too much.
Of course.
She just wants you to have a different address, that's all.
Yeah,
She wants to love you from afar.
Listen, it's
she
not
wants
like,
to see you like once a week instead of every day.
Listen, it's not like I like living there too. Trust me, it's a two-way street. We both want this arrangement to end.
And when's that 9-year-old going to get a job? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you, man, he's.
And then,
so you have to be married to move out. Is that the rules?
Okay, essentially, the culture is you need to. It looks bad if like you're not married and you move out because it looks kind of like, hey, what are you up to? Are you just trying to be like a bad boy on the streets and stuff, just trying to up to no good without getting married? So culturally, it does look bad. So you know, we respect that. But, you know, I am hitting about 36 almost, so it's probably time to let's get going.
Are you, of all the people that are in your mom's circle, are you the oldest that's still at home, you think?
Probably, yeah. looking like that. Because most everybody else is married. And like I said on Monday, most of my peer group is all married and having kids and stuff now. So,
well, if you were to meet someone, how long is the typical engagement? Like,
well, it
are you going to get out of the house by the time you're 40?
No, I mean, like, what would happen? First of all, I'm planning on moving out very soon, actually, because I am going to get. I'm working on getting my teaching certificate right now, and so once I get my full time job going, once that goes, I'm going to move out on my own anyway. So that's not an issue. But if I were to meet somebody, it would take about, I would say, we talk, if we like each other, everything's going good. It's like a year process, and then it'll be out, and then we'll be married and everything. So
yeah. Okay. And you sent us a photo of you on the football field in high school with your mom.
Where were you playing?
Keller Central High School, senior day.
Look at that.
I mean, look at it. Is this a, are you a defensive lineman or like a linebacker?
I am an offensive lineman.
Offensive lineman. You're incredibly lean here, too.
Yeah, those are my leaner days.
She wants you to lose weight.
If you had to rank all of your days from lean to not as lean, this would be one of the leaner ones.
Right. High school, I was about 220. I was pretty good. I want to get back to 2010. I was 190, and I was in the best shape. And then I got depressed, and I got to gain weight.
Okay. Well, we
don't want you depressed.
No.
We want you happy and bubbly, and your mom is a delight. And
pretty hot too, this photo.
Well, let's not rank her mom, his mom. But I would say that we appreciate you making her available. She was quite fantastic. So.
She told me she would do it, but she was going to be very truthful. So there you go.
Yep, she was indeed.
She pulled no punches.
She was indeed. All right, EA, thank you. Get the Cubes audio that you pulled ready.
I just want to say, even though that joke was teed up, I think your English is perfect, and I just wanted to reiterate that.
Thank you.
I'd like to call a foul on myself. That was out of line, especially in front of a mom.
I'm also sorry. I tried to marry off your third grade brother,
and I'm sorry. Corby tried to bring that floozy Stacy over
right,
to your house.
That hussy Methodist.
By the way, Stacy, if you're listening.
right. Yeah, let's give it a run.
Well, I mean, it sounds like the rules are
they're bending.
Yeah, it sounds like you need to get out on the prowl St. Patrick's Day weekend. Like, drag something out of there.
Sounds like there's more than one particular app that you can now work your way over to.
Right. Yeah, Muzmatch and Methmatch.
Methmatch is different.
Oh,
Methodists.